10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
Our kids, our future. They are learning today and they will be leading tomorrow. Yes, kids inspire us. They teach us. They make us laugh. They love us and so much more.
The kids are all right.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can stream our show on the web at aginginforadio.com. And yes, the WHO has got it right. Yes, the kids are all right. You know, I hear positive and negative comments about relating to kids today, and I am an optimist. And relating to anyone in any age, it helps if you can see different points of view. Well, today we're going to hear from four extraordinary kids. You know, the Generation Y grew up with computers as touchscreens came along with Generation Z. And, of course, it goes without saying, the kids today are smart, they're tech savvy, and it seems every age becomes more advanced at a younger age than the last. And this is good news, it's very inspiring, and the bad news, well, I don't think there is any. And my extraordinary and courageous guests are all in studio with me today, and I'd like to welcome Julia Landmesser, Peyton Reisman, Sam Robia, and Joe Peterson to Aging Info Radio. And we're going to start out by saying hello, and I'd like you to give your name, age, and the grade you're going in this year. How about you, Peyton?
Hi, my name is Peyton. I am 10 years old, and I'm going into fifth grade.
Great. Julia?
Hi, I'm Julia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm going into fourth grade.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm 13, and I'm going into 8th grade.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm 13, and I'm going into 8th grade as well.
So now, all of you, are you ready for summer to end here? I mean, there must have been some highlights of your summer. How about you, Julia? Do you have any highlights of summer?
I like swimming because I live right by a lake. So
you've been swimming a lot this summer. And you, Peyton, I know you had a really big highlight.
Yeah, I went to overnight camp. And I had an awesome time.
And overnight was quite a few overnights, right?
Yeah, I stayed for 4 weeks.
That's a long time. And I have a question about that camp a little later. How about you, Sam?
I went up to Bemidji, Minnesota, and there's a great lake there that we stayed right by. And so that was fun.
A lot of outdoors. And Joe?
Well, every year we go to Eagle River, Wisconsin, where we go on vacation. So I look forward to that every year.
And you went this year and loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like everybody is talking about outdoors. That's a great thing. I mean, nothing better than nature there. Now, you all of you have interests, of course, you know, outside of school. What are some of, Joe, what's a big interest of yours outside of your education, which is very important?
I like to play hockey with my friends a lot and also go to the park and go swimming during the summer.
Interesting. Are you a good swimmer?
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. You're progressing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Joe?
I like to play, I play soccer and I play baseball, but not with the team. Just me and my friends sometimes we'll get together and play some baseball and different things.
Sports.
Yeah.
Big sports fan you are. Julia?
I play softball on a team and I also play volleyball.
Wow. How exciting. And Peyton?
I do competitive cheerleading, and this year I'm starting competitive dance.
Yeah, all of you have a great interest outside of school. Now, what about inside of school? Because education is just a huge part of, you know, importance in your life, and, you know, always give it your best. Make sure that you're always moving forward. Do all your homework. But what's your, Peyton, what's your favorite thing about school?
Just seeing my friends every day.
Oh.
To hang out with them.
All right. And I bet you learn from each other, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about subjects at school? What's your favorite one?
I love writing because my mom says I'm a very good writer. I wrote lots of long stories.
Oh, creative writing. That's so interesting. How about you, Julia?
Well, my favorite subject is math because I'm good at it. I also like computers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we get to do a lot of fun stuff on Microsoft Word.
And you get good grades in math?
Mm-hmm.
Always important. How about you, Joe?
Well, I like math and reading and language arts because I find those subjects fun and easy.
That's so interesting. I've got two math majors here, okay, and a creative writing here. How about you, Sam?
I like Spanish and probably reading and language arts, too.
Interesting. Now, I know, Peyton, you have two older brothers and of course, your dad, and guys like to protect us. You must feel very protective with your older brothers.
Yes, I do.
And you probably learn a whole lot from them.
Yes, a lot.
Now, how about you, Julia? You have a sibling, too?
Yes, my brother.
And how old's your brother?
He's about to turn 13.
Interesting. And Sam?
I have two younger sisters. One of them is 11, and one of them is 7.
So you're protective of them, too. And how about you, Joe?
I have an older sister, and she's 16.
Interesting. It's so great, you know, to have siblings because you learn a whole lot from them. And then, of course, whether they're younger or older, you know, you learn how to relate. And there's years probably when you get along better than other years, I would expect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, well, this is Aging Info Radio. We are talking with our kids today. Yes, our kids are future, learning today, and will be leading tomorrow. I mean, there's so much to learn here from the younger generations. And I'd like to know, when you guys have free time, what is it that you do with it? Where's your favorite place to hang out with free time?
I guess the park or just my home, just to relax.
Okay. And Sam?
I live right across the street from a pool, so it's great to be able to go there anytime I want to.
You like to swim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's coming to a close here pretty soon, unfortunately, right? But do you have an indoor pool you go to?
No, I don't live near any of those. So.
Well, maybe in the future. You just never know, right?
Yep.
There you go. How about you, Julia?
My favorite thing to do is probably go swimming and tubing.
Interesting. And Peyton?
My friends and I like going bike riding, so we explore our neighborhood and just go around.
Interesting. Well, you guys keep busy. I mean, very busy. Now, what is your take? Like, do you watch TV or the news, or are you mostly getting your information off from the computers? How about you, Peyton? That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I watch the news, you know, whenever it's on in the kitchen or just on TV. Our living room, I'll just sit down and watch it for a while.
And what's your take on it?
I find it interesting.
That's kind of what I was wondering. And how about you, Sam?
Our homepage on the computer is the news, so every time I start that, I can see, like, the biggest headlines and different things going on.
Well, you know, and you, Julia, how about you?
When I go over to my grandpa's and grandma's, they usually have it on, so I watch it there.
Interesting. And you, Peyton?
My mom and dad sometimes watch it, so sometimes I watch it, and I find it pretty interesting.
Well, you know, when I was your age, I mean, I don't want to backpedal too far here, but, you know, we didn't have access to world news so quickly or news in other places. And, I mean, because of the World Wide Web, I mean, you have access to so much, and so much is available. I bet you that also triggers a little bit more creativity and, like, what's possible for, say, you and your future. What do you see here, Sam?
I was just watching the news looking at the news, and I saw there's a new mosquito repellent that instead of just repelling the mosquitoes, it keeps them off you for way longer. So it can go through the wash, and it'll still stop the mosquitoes. And I was thinking that would be an interesting thing to try and invent.
Yes, there you go. See, that triggered creativity. And anybody else here, does anything that you've seen on TV or seen on the computer think, boy, that's interesting. I could do something, or why didn't I think of that?
Oh, like Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah, that's a great show. Do you like that show?
Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, how about you, Julia? Do you ever watch it?
No, not much.
Not much. What do you like most about it, Peyton?
Well, my brother and I just like watching what people invent and be like, how did they invent that? And we think that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is a very interesting show. I mean, some of the stuff is just really, really unique and needed. So your creativity is are being triggered more by having access to the internet. And once again, I'm here with our four kids, our future, right here on Aging Info Radio today. We're going to talk about tweeting when you're greeting, meeting, and eating. And my view on that is not so good, but we're going to get their view on technology and all the social networks and everything else coming up. And once again, I'm here with Peyton, Julia, Sam, and Joe. 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 13, two 13-year-olds right here on Aging Info Radio. Coming up next, we're going to hear all about technology.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, our show today is about our kids, our future. They are learning today and will be leading tomorrow. I'm here with Peyton, Julia, Sam, and Joe, a 4th, 5th, and 2 8th graders coming up this year. And we talked a little bit about technology. I have a motto, you know, no tweeting while you're greeting, meeting, or eating. Give me your undivided attention, and that is so difficult, I think, in today's world with our, Joe Pesci said in my Cousin Vinny's movie, My Cousin Vinny, he called them utes. I won't call you utes, but what's your view? We'll start with Sam. What's your view on technology? What do you think about it?
Well, I know a few people live really far away that I don't get to see them that much, so the only way I can talk to them is by texting or calling them. So I sort of think it's good to have, but it's a lot of people misuse it and use it way too much.
Interesting. And Joe?
Yeah, like as he said, I think a lot of people use it too much, but I only use it, you know, if I want to contact my friends and hang out with them.
Now, are either one of you, you're both going into eighth grade, are you on any social networks?
Like Instagram, but that's all.
Yeah.
Just one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And how about you, Julia?
Well, I don't use my iPad that much. I only use it for games. And I do have FaceTime and texting, but I can only text a few people.
And that's just listening to your mom and dad, right?
Yep. Only family.
Absolutely. And how about you, Peyton?
I think that it's good to have social media and all that kind of stuff because you can talk to your friends. And I check Instagram a lot, but I just think it's nice so you can be close to everyone, even if they're far away.
Now, I recently heard that Instagram is for the kids and Facebook is now for the adults. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's how it's going.
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting. So the adults are taking over the Facebook world, huh?
Yep.
So that's why I don't see that many posts from kids or teens or even older kids. And what's the difference between Instagram and Facebook?
Well, I honestly don't know because I never had a Facebook.
Oh, okay. And we're none of you. Well, you know your mom's on it, right?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go. Well, so is Instagram just about pictures or is it also for posts?
For videos, too.
Videos. Mainly pictures and videos. But you can, like, tag people and then put comments on the bottom and different things.
Great. So technology just keeps moving forward. In fact, they're calling, you know, you guys are from the Gen Y and the Gen Z generation, but there's also the, I think they're calling it the Media 2 or the Media Generation and the Media 2, and you guys are both in there too. And the reason they're calling it that is because of the access to media that you have. I mean, just like the videos. I think Julia made a video, and it's now on YouTube. What's the video about?
The llama that ate the whale.
The llama that ate the whale.
My brother always says that, so I just made a video about it, and then my mom put it on YouTube.
Oh, that's so great. Well, do you guys refer to YouTube often? How about you, Peyton?
Yeah. I mean, I love cooking. I cook with my grandma a lot, too. So I love watching cooking shows on YouTube.
Oh, that's so great. What do you cook? What's your favorite thing to cook?
I honestly don't know. Like, I love cooking anything.
No kidding.
Like, even though I don't eat it, I like cooking it.
You don't eat what you cook?
Sometimes not, because sometimes I don't like what we're cooking, because I'm a picky eater.
So. Uh-huh. So you're going to learn how to maybe be a chef or have your own cooking. You could have a cooking radio show, too.
I could.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that sounds great. Now, what about you guys?
Well, instead of Google, I do use YouTube. Like, if I have any questions, I always look up on YouTube. And then I just watch, like, a bunch of different YouTubers that play games and stuff.
A lot of the times before I buy something, I'll look it up on YouTube to see sort of how it works and if it's a good thing to get. So,
interesting. Now, your phones are available. You have them. Are they just for emergency, or are you able to really text your friends, or you have your network on there? How do your phones work for you guys?
I'm able to text really anyone and go on Instagram and whatever, really.
It's a great way to communicate.
Yeah.
And you're not using that when you're talking to your mom or your dad?
No,
or
I'm not.
Not tweeting while you're...
No.
How about you, Julia?
I only use it when not everybody's around, when only my family's there.
I see. And Sam?
My parents mainly got me a phone so I could, like, text them and tell them where I am, but I'm allowed to use it for different, like, texting other people, too.
Well, it's also a safety. It's good for safety. And how about you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm allowed to text my friends and play games and all that.
Now, what do you think is the best thing about technology today, Joe?
It connects you with your friends and family.
Oh, you think that right there. How about you, Sam?
So, in case of an emergency, it could really help you out. And, like, if you needed to call the police or call your parents to tell you where you were.
Mm-hmm. There's a little nav system on many of the phones these days, too. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Julia?
I think it's helpful because you can look up stuff that you don't know when you need help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like an encyclopedia, as we used to call them. And what about you, Peyton?
I think it's very helpful because in case you're in danger or something, you can have your phone and call 911 or whatever you need.
Absolutely. So you always have them with you. Now, when you go to school, I'm just curious, are you required to turn your phones off in classrooms? What do they say there?
Yeah, you're not allowed to use your phones in the classroom, even though I do see people use their phones during class.
Texting or?
Yeah.
I just got my phone this summer, so I haven't brought it to school yet. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a phone. I have an iPad, so I don't bring it to school.
Interesting.
Our school rule is that if you're caught on your phone, it'll be confiscated, so you just have to power it off and leave it in your locker.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that there's a few rules with that. That's a good thing. Now, I would like to know, Peyton, you just spent 4 weeks at a summer camp.
Yep.
Did they allow you to have technology?
No, it was a no-screen policy because on the website they said that summer is a time to just, like, relax and go outside and play and not be indoors and play on your devices.
Was it fun that way? Did you miss it?
I did because I almost forgot my password for my phone. So that was kind of an issue. But it was kind of fun just being away from technology and just being outdoors and stuff.
I bet you after about day 3 or 4, you probably didn't miss it.
Yeah. But once I got back home, I was so excited to play on my phone.
Interesting. How about you, Julia?
Well, I don't know. In the summer, I don't play on my devices as much as when school starts, because when school starts, it gets colder and you really can't go outside as much.
Right. So you find more things to look up or to do or to other people to communicate with. And you, Sam?
I'm normally, my parents normally have a thing where if I'm at home, I have to use the phone only if I really need it. But when I'm outside, then I can do whatever. Because they say when I'm just sitting at home, they don't want me to sit there using my phone all day. They don't want me to go outside. So at least if I'm going to use it, I'm doing something active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when I use my phone, I use it quite a lot, but when I go outside, I don't use it as much. So I try to go outside as much as I can.
Yeah, you know, staying active, I mean, and I don't want to go back in time, but I mean, we played outside till dark. We were never really inside in the summer months. We were always, you know, in the neighborhood, and so many kids just, you know, played outside because we didn't have the technology, but I see such value for our utes, what Joe Pesci said, utes. You know what movie I'm talking about there? My Cousin Vinny. Have any of you ever seen it?
No.
Funny movie. It's a very funny movie. But, you know, we didn't have access to just come up with an idea or a thought and really, like, Google it or communicate immediately to a friend that, you know, is real creative and say, hey, what do you think of this? So you guys have a whole lot going for you to be able to do that. I mean, I think technology is so good. So if you're in school, you do have to have a computer, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when do you remember, we'll find out coming up next, but we're going to talk about how old you were when you actually started using a computer, because I think that you guys started way young, a whole lot younger than myself. Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you love your computers?
Yeah. I mean, I use my phone more than my computer. But
you do.
I like my computer.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
And you have an iPad?
Yeah, but it's for school, so I just recently got it.
And you're going to fall in love with that, too. And what about you, Julia?
I like my computer more than my iPad because you can do more stuff on your computer.
Absolutely. Well, we are with the kids today, our future, right here on Aging Info Radio. Coming up next, we're going to find out what they do for fun right here on Aging Info Radio.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at agingradio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burr Ridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burr Ridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com, Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to your.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, and for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, you never lose, you win, or you learn. I'm with our kids today. I have four extraordinary, courageous kids with me in studio today. They are our future. They are learning today and will be leading tomorrow. And we're going to talk about memories of special times with their grandparents or parents. And Peyton, you have a... You have some stories, I'm sure. What about a story of a special time?
Well, my grandma has a hot tub, so sometimes we go in the hot tub together. And my other grandparents, we like watching TV together. We sit down on the couch and watch some TV together.
In the hot tub. That's quite a great grandma. Yeah. Not great grandmother, wonderful grandmother, right? Yeah, fun there, huh?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh, that's so great. How about you, Julia? Special time?
Well, my grandparents, my mom's parents, they live just four houses down. So we go and have dessert with them, and we talk a lot.
And you laugh and you have fun.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Family time is good time. What about you, Sam?
Well, my grandparents live way up in Minnesota, so I don't get to see them much. But when I do go there, my grandma likes to take me and my sisters horseback riding. So we do that every year.
Do you like doing that? You love it, huh?
Yeah.
Would you ever want to own a horse?
Maybe.
Really?
We don't have any place to put it other than the backyard, though. So
that won't work for now.
No.
Not yet, anyway. What about you, Joe?
Well, my grandparents, what I like to do with them sometimes, we will go to the Morton Arboretum in Chicago. And I like doing that a lot with them.
Interesting. Well, what about if you could travel anywhere in the world? Where would you go and why? We'll start with Peyton.
I honestly don't know really anywhere. I really have not gone that many places because I haven't been on an airplane that many times. We can't drive everywhere.
Not yet,
but
anyway.
I would love to go on a safari because my grandma has been on a safari and she said it was so much fun.
Really? And where did she go on a safari?
I have no idea, honestly, but... And we also went on a cruise, and the cruise was really fun. We went in the Caribbean. And that was really cool.
And you love that.
Yeah.
So we've got Peyton going on a Caribbean cruise and on a safari. And what about you, Julia?
I would really like to go to the Cayman Islands because we went there before, but I was so young, so I can't remember anything. And my parents and my brother said it was really fun.
Interesting. How about you, Sam?
I've always wanted to go to Rome to see the Colosseum. Because I did a project on it in school, and ever since then it seems like a really interesting place to go.
Lots of history there, definitely.
I really want to go to Toronto in Canada because I've never been out of the country, and I like hockey, so I'd really like to be in Canada. And, yeah.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. Go to a Canadian hockey game, right?
Yeah.
That would be fun. Well, what's so great about it is all these places you have access at your fingertips by Google. I mean, you can learn all about all those places. You can learn about safaris and the Cayman Islands and everywhere else that you want to go or anywhere else that you want to go. And once again, that's creative access. So you guys are lucky kids. Now you're in a great time, in moving forward in the generation. But what do you guys do for fun?
During the winter, I have dance. So I basically do dance, but I can hang out with my friends still.
And what kind of dance?
I do hip-hop, jazz, modern, and yeah, I used to do tap, but I'm not that good. Oh, and I do ballet, too.
Good for you. Staying busy there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, that's outside of school, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. You, Julia?
For the summer, I play softball and volleyball, and then in the winter, I just have snowball fights with my brother.
Oh, okay. And who wins there?
Usually my brother.
Does he? Well, you'll get better at it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Sam?
I like to just hang out with friends and the different spots in my neighborhood that we go to. Like, we'll go to the park or the pool or a lot of different places.
Just wherever, whatever comes up and wherever you can go.
Yep.
It sounds like you like to be outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And on a horse especially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe?
Well, I like playing soccer, and I have that starting up really soon. And I also like doing after-school sports like volleyball, and I did basketball last year. And I'm planning on trying out for softball this year.
And is that through your school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. Now, when will you try out for that?
Well, softball is actually like right in the beginning of the school year, and then basketball's in the middle, and volleyball's at the end.
Well, I've got four extraordinarily active kids here. I mean, you guys are up to great things. I mean, staying busy and following, your interests, what you love to do is so important. We're talking about our kids, our future today right here on Aging Info Radio. Yes, they are learning today and will be leading tomorrow. We're going to get their advice on how to communicate better with younger ones coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Our kids, our future. Yes, they are learning today and will be leading tomorrow. I'm here. I have four extraordinary kids in studio. And yes, they are extraordinary. It's so interesting what all the things that they do in their life. And, you know, they really are our future. And I'd like to know, you know, from each one of them, if you could give advice to a grown up on how to communicate better with someone your age, what advice would you give them, Peyton?
I would say that you should get out more with them so you can interact with them, because sometimes when you're sitting down and talking, that could be kind of boring for them. But when you get out and do something fun, that could be fun for them.
Conversations open up when you're having fun and doing things.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you. That's a wonderful answer. How about you, Julia?
Yeah, I think you should get off your devices and spend more time with each other.
Oh, that's so great. Hearing that from a kid.
Because your grandparents and parents have so many great stories that you don't know what went on when they were your age.
Oh, that is so valuable. And, you know, adults are as responsible for answering those text messages and emails and being on iPads and iPhones when they're with their children or grandchildren. So you hit that one right on the mark. How about you, Sam?
I like talking to my parents and my family around, like, the dinner table or if we go out to eat, because a lot of the time that's when we spend a lot of time together as a family because we're all together in the same place.
So great. And you, Joe?
Like, whenever we're on vacation, we talk a lot because we're always together, or, you know, when we go out anywhere to eat.
Interesting. Now, we've got the new year starting, and let's see, Julia, you'll be in fourth grade, Peyton will be in fifth, and Joe and Sam, you'll be in eighth. Are you guys in school together, Joe and Sam?
Yes. Yeah, we're actually in quite a few classes together.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about grades. How were your grades last year?
Well, I get a lot of A's and B's. Mostly A's. I'm a pretty smart student.
Me too. I pretty much get A's and B's.
More A's than B's?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what do you think attributes to those nice grades?
A lot of the time it's being at all your classes, because I know teachers don't like it when you miss classes, so they try and make it as hard as they can for you to catch up after you miss it, because they want you to go to every single one.
Well, there's a saying that says 40% of life, or life is about 40% of it is about showing up.
Yep.
So you're on the right, develop those habits young. You're on the right track there, both you guys. And how about you, Julia?
I don't have A's. I have, M's are the best things. That means master. And I got all masters except for one in the first trimester.
That's wonderful. So you're a master. Julia of all trades, right? There you go. How about you, Peyton?
We don't have, like, letter grades. We only, like, the best that we can get is an O, which is outstanding. And for most of the things, I get O's. But, like, for math, I usually don't, because I'm not that good at math.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Right. There you go. Now, what about people you admire? Who do you admire in your life, Peyton?
Honestly, everyone, because everyone does different things for me, so everyone I admire.
Well, I'm sure having two older siblings, they teach you a lot.
Yes, a lot.
Really? That's why you're so mature for being 10 years old. And how about you, Julia?
I admire my brother and my parents.
Oh, okay. And why is that?
Because they teach me so many things.
Absolutely. And I wanted to talk to you. There's someone that teaches you to sew. Who is that?
My grandma.
And what do you sew?
Well, I'm working on a pair of pajamas, but I made a tote bag and this little bag.
How interesting. That's so great. And that's one of your hobbies.
Yep.
And you love it.
I also did a sewing camp this year and last year, and I learned how to sew on a sewing machine.
And what did you make?
I made a dress, shorts, a bag, a ton of things.
This is so great to hear because it's like turning back the time. I mean, when I was growing up, I also learned to sew. And then I thought, well, maybe it went away. What about you, Sam? Do you sew?
No. I've tried to do it in home ec, but I'm not that good at it.
Well, you know what they say? If you have a hole in your sock, all you have to do is put it on a light bulb and then stitch that hole around that, and then you got like the heel in there to make it easy.
Yeah.
Can you thread a needle?
Yes, I can.
Can you knot it? Then you can sew a hole in your sock or just buy a new pair, right?
Yeah.
So what do you?
I look up to teachers a lot because the teachers sort of are able to talk to kids in the different ways and teach them different things. And I think it's super hard to try and teach someone something completely new and hard to explain. So I really look up to my teachers for that.
That's so great. You know what? You're going to get straight A's this year. I can feel it. Yeah, you're really, really on the right track. How about you, Joe?
I look up to my whole family. They always teach me new things and comes in handy in life.
Now, how about any public figures? Are there any public figures that you're really drawn to?
Comedians.
You like comedians?
Yeah.
Love to laugh. Laughter's healthy. You, Sam?
I like different actors. I think actors are important. Are the different people who play and doing plays because it scares me to do anything live. So it seems like it takes a lot of courage to be able to get up on stage and do it in front of a ton of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And they get over that. I mean, what did they say? Fear knocked on the door and I opened the door and nothing was there. So there's nothing to be afraid of. You just go for whatever, you know, really inspires you. Well, I'm here with our kids, which are our future. And when we get back here, coming up next, we're going to talk about their words of wisdom for or to all the kids pretending to be adults today right here on Aging Info Radio.
Run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today, turn your clock back tomorrow.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan, covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness, and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on aginginforadio.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning.
It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I love my four kids here today. They are just extraordinary guests. They're all on the right path, giving us bright hope for our future. And I would like for you guys to give us your words of wisdom, and this goes out to all the kids out there pretending to be adults. What would you say your words of wisdom are, Joe?
Well, in school, always try and get, well, always try to do the best you can, because getting good grades is really important, and doing your homework so in order.
I agree. And how about you, Sam?
For all the people the kids trying to be adults, I sort of think that growing up isn't always really great, because sure, when you get older, you can get a car or be able to do a lot more things, but then you also get a lot more responsibility. So just enjoy what you're at now.
Absolutely. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy growing up, right?
Yep.
And Julia?
I'd say that you get your homework done right away, because then you can go out and have fun.
I agree. Absolutely. And you, Peyton?
I'd say live the moment. Don't think of what's behind you and what's in front of you. Just do what you're doing and enjoy what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And yes, that is a perfect words of wisdom there, Peyton. Living in the moment, so important. Well, I want to thank all four of you for being on Aging Info Radio today for our kids, our future show. And hopefully we'll be able to do it again soon. Thank you so much. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Puppy Kuhana, a 2-month male terrier mix. Such a handsome guy. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And of course, the puppy Kuhana is waiting with his paws crossed for you to call. Paws Chicago once again at 773-935-PAWS and come and get him. Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Puppy Kahana. And if you are caring for an aging loved one and feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just like they would their own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit partnersinseniorcare.com and give yourself a break with respite care. To even just try it out, call 847-548-1330. And if you are a pet owner or you're considering getting a pet, please do consider Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. It will give you peace of mind, and Aging Info Radio has made it very easy. Go to our website, click on the Healthy Paws Pet Insurance logo. They have unlimited benefits. Yes, unlimited benefits, no caps on any costs. And this is very rarely offered with the competitive rates they offer. And if you go through aginginforadio.com, you will receive a 10% discount for the lifetime of your policy, all by going through us. And Aging Info Radio will also help you if you are in need of any resources. We can find them for you if you're in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry. If you're looking in that industry, give us a call at 866-560-3965 or send us an email at info@aginginforadio.com. We'll help you or find someone who can. And a big thank you to Peyton, Julia, Joe, and Sam today. Our show will be up on podcast shortly after we air. They were definitely courageous and extraordinary kids, and I learned a whole lot from, and I hope you did too. And I'm Susan Wacky, your host, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.